gifts, ministry, and receiving it or receiving them. Yeah, you want to put it?
Well, we're going to be talking about miracles and the power of God and how to walk in faith. You must always learn faith. I love teaching faith because you would always need faith. I believe in that you always need faith. Huh? If you like, don't believe or not. Or the otherwise. You would always need faith. And so you ought to learn faith. Hallelujah. Matthew 28, verse 18. Jesus came and spoke to them and said, all authority is given to me in heaven and in the earth. Then he says, go and make disciples of every nation. That's the word, teach all nations. That just means to make disciples of every nation. Then he says, teaching them to observe. Verse 20. All things whatsoever I have commanded you. It says, lo, I am with you always. Matthew 28:20. Though I am with you always unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. And so the believer ought to always have the consciousness that he said he would never leave you. Hallelujah. No, that's what Jesus said. He said, I would never leave you. He said, I am always with you till the end of the world. Such strong statement. And so Jesus said, I will always be with you. How many times do you remind yourself of that? How often does that make sense to you? That Jesus said, I am with you. You know, sometimes, because of the frailty of the body, it's very well, because of the frailty of the body, sometimes you fall ill. And you're shivering, you're shaking. And nothing seems to make sense. All the faith messages you listen to, or you've listened to before, nothing's even making sense. If anybody doesn't, just believe in your heart and pray. you don't even have time for it because what you're using my heart to do presently is. And that's why you must learn to master faith, not just when you're sick. It's really faith for healing. Even while you're completely healthy, you must learn to talk healing. Hallelujah. Because you don't prepare for war at the war front. Imagine, there's war already, and then they're already fighting. The enemy is already shooting. And you're asking a fellow soldier, which one should I press? Where should I press? They will press you. Hallelujah. You know that asking where is this the gun? So what will I press? What will I use to guide myself? Where's the bulletproof? You prepare for war before the war. Hallelujah. And so the main reason why people cannot exercise their faith while they fall when they fall ill is because they don't exercise it when they are sick. Faith is for every season. It's not for when things go down south. Huh? Faith is not for when things are not working fine. I say, I want to use faith. No, when things are actually working absolutely fine. That time when you had all the jobs in the world, that time when you had all the contracts, everybody was looking for you, yeah, you still use your faith. That time when you are completely healthy, you are so healthy that you went to the top of ninth building, say, if I jump, nothing will happen to me. That time you still use your faith. Hallelujah. You don't try that. Hallelujah. Aha. It's a law. You can jump from ninth story building and then say, God ate you. That's why you broke your knee. God doesn't hate you, you hate yourself. Hallelujah. And so the believer must have that consciousness of God. He said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13. Is so that we can boldly say, the Lord is my what? Helper. Or the Lord is my help. I fear no man. Don't fear what man should do to me. I would never leave you nor forsake you. Sometimes you tell yourself that often. What kind of Christianity? What kind of Christianity? No, it talks about carton chewing Christianity. Have you? Eh? Was it last 2 weeks? Last week. Sorry. Carton chewing Christianity. Your prayer is like you are chewing carton. You are not in the prayer. I've been there. I know what you're saying. I know what you're doing. You're just praying because everybody's praying. So when you see people do, you don't even understand it. Why is he shouting now? Why is he shouting now? It's not just a break. Your own prayer is, you're so little. But I'm not about it now.
You need to catch fire. Hallelujah. You must have the consciousness of God in you. He said, I will always be with you. And we have seen the word with you to be what? In you, right? Right? Is God with us? Yes. But where is he with us? In. So his with is in. Hallelujah. Praise God. So miracles, we also said that miracles are the foundations of the Christian faith. We said that, right? That is, even what you call salvation, we look at that on Sunday, right? That salvation itself is a miracle, is healing. When Isaiah said, by stripes you were healed, or you are healed. We know, we look at that, right? Was he talking about bodily healing? Eh? No. No. So, when you quote, by stripes you are healed, you must know what you're saying. Actually, you're talking about, you are healed from your iniquities. You look at that, all of that on Sunday. Peter quoted the same thing in 1 Peter 2, verse 24. Hallelujah. And so salvation itself is a miracle. The greatest miracle you ever see is actually men having eternal life. The greatest miracle to ever happen is actually men being saved from the grip of the devil. Like Paul said in Acts 28:18, to turn your eyes from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. 26:18. Hallelujah. So the greatest miracle is to see that man who was actually on the way to hell, and you snatched him by the power of God, and he's now saved, and he has eternal life. He has God in him. He's now preaching the gospel. That's a miracle. So sometimes we look at the spectacular until you see someone who was amputated and the leg grow up. Now say, you believe. The reason why you don't believe is because even salvation to you does not look like a miracle. That's why, when they say you are saved from your sin, it doesn't excite anything in you. You just look at it and then you be like that cartoon Christian. I'm saved from sin, eh? Okay, what else do you want to say? You know, Jesus said the angels rejoice in heaven. I mean, that changes the mood of heaven. Something like that. In context. Praise God. So, salvation is a miracle. So, the Christian faith is rooted in the soil of the miraculous. You know, by saying God, you know, sometimes I tell myself, I say, God is my Father. Sometimes it should make sense to you. God, Father. I saw a joke online sometimes. I said, who do you know? Who do you know? Then, who do you know? You must have seen it before. Say, who do you know in this life? Can you continue? Then the guy said, I'm not going to boast, but I overheard my mom calling God her father. I mean, God is my grandfather, something like that. Praise God. So I don't want to boast, but I overheard last night, my mom was calling God, a little child. I didn't tell you really. I overheard last night, my mom was calling God her father. God is my father. That's simple statement. See, the way you know you are growing spiritually is the way you value words. God is my Father. And if that doesn't pull a string in you, if that doesn't appeal to you anyhow, then it shows you don't even understand it. Hallelujah. Christianity is not just about waking up in the morning and asking for your daily bread. And you go into work and say, God, don't let us last dance. But you wake up in the morning, God, don't let us last dance. Last death means, probably a motor vehicle accident. Alright. That makes sense? God, don't let us last death. Let people do me favor. You know, all this kind of prayer. As I'm going out, I will meet you that will favor me. You have never favored anybody. You have never prayed that. Let me be a favor to someone. Let me be that will favor me. As I'm coming, everybody that will favor me. Let everybody just be dashing me money. Don't let them slap me today. The person that, there's a prayer my mom used to pray. And it's TB Macon, Tomacon, what? You know, that is the best thing that evil will happen to. That I will now be the next. Evil must never happen to that person. The issue is not that you are praying for the person. The issue is you. You are telling you for yourself. Hallelujah. But if you're a Christian like that, I'm not saying like a Christian like my mom. My mom is a good Christian. I was a good Christian. But if you're a Christian like that, all you live for is just you. You know? There's nothing supernatural. You don't wake up and then you have not healed the sick in the last 3 months. You have not saved the soul in the last 3 months. The souls you even say, we are not sure they are saved. Then what kind of Christianity is that? Being a Christian means being in the stead of Christ on the earth. It means stepping in the shoes of the Christ. What would Jesus do on your street? What's the name of your street? Ajiga. Sounds like charm. You know, Ajiga. What would Jesus do on Ajiga? I mean, if everyone heard that Jesus is going to walk through Ajiga, what would he have done? Would have healed the sick? Right? But some Christians run away from the sick. Or prescribe drugs to the sick. Jesus, when he met that Mark 5 woman who had the issue of blood, he said, I have seen many physicians. Jesus said, let me give you a referral. I have one. That one is good. It's good. No. She was healed. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you need to know what kind of Christian are you, really. I wish to God during the retreat will preach that. Are you a Christian? That would be the title. Are you a Christian at all? Because we need to define what Christianity is. Praise God. Are you a Christian at all? Or a want to be Christian? A yet to be Christian? Because Christianity is supernatural. You must want it. Because that is where you are coming from. You must want the supernatural. You must want the power of God. Because that is where salvation started from the power of God. Hallelujah. So, we've talked about receiving miracles. We said receiving miracles is no big deal, right? Right? Come on. Miracles work by what? Eh? By what? By the law of faith, right? And we've established that last week, Thursday and Sunday. The miracles work by faith. Jesus, oftentimes we see that, we tell the disciples, you are faithless. Or he says, you are little faith. You are faithless. And he says, oh faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? Matthew 17. How long shall I be with you? Faithless. Again, what is faith? Faith is taught as what? Faith is where? In where? In the heart. And where? In the mouth. Faith is not that I believe it in my heart. Faith is, I believe it in my heart and I'm going to say it out. What will I say out? I will not say I believe you. That's not what I will say out. I will say what I believe. Some people think faith is just saying, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord. What do you believe? You know, I must not say, it is well with me. But that's not specific. The Monday doesn't understand it is well with me. The Monday must understand, I am whole. I am not sick. Sickness, get away. Hallelujah. Get out of this body. The faith of Christ is audacious. It's loud. A silent faith is no faith. It's I'm having faith in my heart. It's quiet. Just quiet. Just quiet. Just quiet. And I have faith. When people say I have faith, often they don't. As I'm looking at them, and I have faith. Alone. Praise God. You're angry with me. Praise God. So, Jesus said, you will need to have the God kind of faith. Mark 11, verse 22, that's where we've been. Mark 11, verse 22. Can we read together? Mark 11, 22. Can we read 22 and 23 together? Once you go, Jesus said unto them, have what? We've explained our faith in God to be what? Have the faith of God, or what? Have the God kind of faith. That, exactly, you are not having faith in God. Why? Because it's not God that will do the miracle. Yes, it's a miracle working God. But God doesn't do the miracle. You do the miracle. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4, it says there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Now it says verse 7, the manifestation, that is the unveiling, the full disclosure, the phaneroo, the full disclosure of the gifts of God, of the gifts of the Spirit, is now given to every man. 1 Corinthians 12, 7, is given to every man to profit. Verse 8 now begins to mention, he gives unto one by the Spirit, unto one is given by the Spiert the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirit, prophecies, healing, miracles, diverse kind of tongues. So miracles, if miracles are a gift of the Spirit, the manifestation of miracles is given to who? Every man. Who is the every man in verse 7? The man of 3, right? Who are said by the Holy Ghost that Jesus is Lord. And so, God doesn't work miracles, the unveiling of miracles is with man. is with the new creation. These signs shall follow those that believe. In my name, what will you do? Is it in my name I will cast out? They will cast out devils. Sometimes we're waiting on God. Oh, God will do it. God can do anything, anytime, anywhere. Oh, do anything. Ah, faith. Exactly. You should ask on that last line. Ah, faith. Now, we know God can do. What can you do now? But the only thing you can do is to sing that God can do. That's like going around the mountain. God can do anything. He lies on that. And the only thing you're doing is you're patting it. Anytime and anywhere, God can do anything. Afe, fami, dodo, lele, mimi, soso. Ah, mimi kuti jeleton. Soso. Hallelujah. That afe is now yours. So when you say have faith in God, you have the faith of God. Why? Because in verse 23, he's now going to tell you to say to the mountain. And so he's telling you how the mountain goes. And he says, you have to say to the mountain. The mountain does not respond to your heart. The mountain responds to faith. The mountain does not respond to pity. Oftentimes, when things happen that are not palatable, the first thing many do is to pity. And God, maybe God will even pity me. Is that stupid church? Is that cleaning? Is that cleaning? Is that sleep? Rolling on the altar? I see you. I was just rolling with you. Let's be doing, if you give me the million dollars, I will not tell you. You know that, son? Alright, so, Jesus said, you will now say to the mountain. What are you going to say to the mountain? What you have believed in your heart. So that is faith. Faith is in the heart and in the mouth. When you are looking to God and believing God for something, you must have faith. Faith is not passive. It's not, I'm just believing, I'm just sitting down, I'm having faith. No! I will stand and I will speak to the mountain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You must speak it. You know, on Sunday we looked at how Mary received the miracle, right? In Luke chapter 1, right? When the angels say, you will bear a son. His name will be Jesus. Mary said, how can this happen? Seeing that I know not a man. Now, someone said, but that's doubt. That's doubt. She's asking questions. No, you can ask questions. It depends on which question you're asking. You know, imagine God tells you something. He said, okay, God, what do I do? What do I do about this? What am I to do? How will it happen? Should I do this? Or what am I to do? Now, that's a good question, right? But imagine saying, God tells you something, I say, oh, me. That's doubt, right? Both are questions, but it depends on which question. So she asked the question, someone asked, he said, is that not doubt? I have to answer that. Is that clear? Right. And so she said, in this be seen, I know not a man. He said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, the power of the Holy Ghost shall overshadow you, and you shall bring forth a son, the Son of God. And Mary said, be it unto me according to your word. I thought this was in 2014. Said, be it unto me according to your word. That is, what you just said, I accept it as mine. That is how to receive the miracle. You thought something, you accept God's word as true. Oh, you live in perfect health. You'll be fine. You'll be healthy. Even though you are shaking and you are shaking. And he said, oh, promise of God is that I will be perfect. Actually, I have the gifts of healing. The first thing is to reckon it as true. After reckoning it as true, then reckon it as yours. All it takes for a miracle to happen is for you to believe that there is one. It's no mathematics. It's no DYDX. I'm looking for how the miracle happened. If I pass Oshodi, if I pass Mangrove, that's some strange roots. If I pass Mangrove, I pass Nekpan. You must accept it as yours. God said it. You don't have to think this through. How will it happen and all? Accept it as true and accept it as yours. What has God said about you? Of course, you know that in His Word, primarily. And then you now accept it as yours. Be it unto me according to your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know how to receive miracles. I didn't hear that loud enough. I know how to receive miracles. I know how to receive. 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 Many Christians actually die of ill health because they could not receive miracles. Now, I'm not saying everybody would die because they could not receive miracles. That would be fallacious. I'm saying there are people who actually leave this earthly body because they could not receive miracles. Stop saying God loves them most. That's not true. So we that we are here, God does not love us most. But which kind of God is that? When He loves you most, He will not call you. Then people start crying. Think about it. Hallelujah. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. I believe in the power of God. And I believe it works for me. You know, there's no sickness that's greater than the power of God. I just want to say that again. There are times we just say things and we don't even know what we're saying. I believe that there's no sickness, whether in my body or people I love or people I know, that is actually greater than the power of God. I believe that in the name of Jesus, sicknesses can go. No, I believe that in the name of Jesus, blind eyes can open. I actually believe. I don't care what other people's experiences might have been. I believe in the power of God. I believe. And so the first way to receive a miracle is to believe. Again, how are you going to have faith? In your heart and where? Your mouth. Look at the centurion in Matthew 8. That centurion. And Jesus said, he said, my servant is sick. And Jesus said, okay, I'll come to your house. Right? Let me just come and lay my hands on your servant and of course it should be fine. The centurion said, don't bother. Don't bother. Say, just speak the word. Let's go to Matthew 8. Matthew chapter 8. In the 7, Jesus said unto him, I will come and I will heal him. That's 8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm nobody that you should come to my under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority. Say to this man, go and go, say no, come and come. And my servant do this and he do it. And when Jesus heard their marvels and said, very comes with great faith in Israel. How did Jesus know about faith? What he said. He said to Jesus, I know your words will do as much as your presence. I know your words will do the same thing even if you are there. Words. That's not something a Christian should be saying. Not even as a joke. If you know the power of words, sometimes you won't joke about some things. You soon start acting funny. Very soon. Just go there. Why is your voice getting deep? Hallelujah. Are we not overreaching on it? Just small joke. Okay. I've just said my own. Say it now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, salvation was received just like that. You believed in your heart and you confessed with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. Romans 10 verse 9 to 10. You believe in your heart that God raised them from the dead and you confess with your mouth. That was just it. That's the law of faith. And that is the faith of God. In the beginning, God said, let there be light. Let there be light. And there was light. In verse 26, Genesis 1, God said, let us create man. Everything God created, He started with saying. God said. And so what are you saying? He said, God saw light, and then light came. What can you see? How far can you see? How far can you see? Abraham saw the world. Abraham saw the world. And the world is Abraham's own. Let Abraham go to Shodina. And claim the world. God did not saw. God said. The things he said were the things he now saw. Not the other way around. Hallelujah. You must learn to use your words. Things are working fine for me. Things are going fine for me. Some of you even go to the end and say, you are not even putting on Facebook. I don't even understand how things happen in my life now. And so what should happen? The worst thing will happen is that they will put that emoji. Alright? Crying. They are crying for you. But they love it. Things are not going fine for me. Love. And then later you now say, why are things now not going fine? Ah, you already said things are not going fine. So say, I don't heal the sick. Why? I said, because of what you just said. You just said I don't heal the sick. Say, but I speak faith. You just said I don't heal the sick. You will have whatever you say. Mark 11:23. No. I'm not trying to scare you with your words. Why can't you master your words? James 3. He said, if a man can bridle his tongue, he said the same man is a mature man. So you bridle your tongue. Hallelujah. Look at Matthew 15. The woman whose daughter was sick. Matthew 15. You cannot receive in miracles. Still go to ministry in them. Matthew 15. Look at verse 21. And Jesus went and said, and departed on the coast of Syria and Sidon. And behold, the woman of Canaan came to the coast and cried unto them, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word, and the disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away now. She's crying out loud. That means she didn't leave. I thought on Sunday that sometimes your faith is seen in your what? In your persistence. I said on Sunday. Your persistency. She didn't leave. Imagine you're talking to someone and he's not answering you. It's the next thing not to say, if you don't do it, see, there are many men of God in this world. They're not the only man of God. Have you heard people say that before? You know, I heard this story. I wasn't there. It was an healing clinic. And so, what they do is that they give them numbers. And then, this particular woman, you are sick. Any people they go healing clinic. By the power of God. And so the pastor is inside actually praying for them one by one. So they gave him a number. This morning, he didn't even call her. I'm going. Who is sick? Hallelujah. And when the person said, most likely that our tongue is what got her into that kind of sickness. Sometimes many people bring now, I'm not saying this is about, but you can say something. Some people have cancer. Because they don't know how to walk in love. So now, I'm not saying you should make that doctrine. I didn't start as a doctrine. But sometimes people bring in things that should actually not be in your life because of walking in the flesh. Matthew 15. Alright. Matthew 15. He said, the woman, he was talking to Jesus. Jesus doesn't say anything. That means, can you just send this woman back? Jesus said, woman, see, you are a dog. Now, I know that's not, you know, is that what he said? That exactly. What do you want to interpret that? See, I'm not saying to give healing to dogs, but children. Who is asking for healing? I'm the one. Say, you're a dog. How would you have felt? Say, hey, Pastor Abkilong here. The name changes. He shows that you have faith. She didn't even consider that one. She just said, okay, even dogs eat. See, you are the one that wants the healing. Hallelujah. And so, look at what she did. In verse 26, the answer said, it's not meat for children's bread and to cast into dogs. And she said, truth. Yet, Lord, the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. And Jesus said, oh woman, your faith is great. How did he know that our faith was great? Because of our hearts? Because of our tears? No, Bible says she was crying. The Bible says she's crying to us. Faith is not shown in tears. Some people think miracles happen when they cry. They will not cry unto the Lord. You don't need to cry unto the Lord. Talk to the mountain. It's not the Lord that is doing you. We will not cry to the Lord. Don't bother. Jesus says, you will speak to the mountain. That energy you want to use to cry, you must use it for your faith. Are you with me tonight? Are you with me tonight? Faith. Jesus did not know our faith by our tears. He knew our faith by what she said. He must learn to sideline tears. Put it on one side. What has crying done for anybody so far? Pity. Hallelujah. Well, ladies crying, probably. Can get you a ride on the road. Hallelujah. It's just a lady crying. What happened? I lost my chance to spare. But if you cry, a guy cry. You just keep crying. Just cry. Ah, are you mumu? You just cry like this. As a big rich, but no lady is too big to cry. Hallelujah. I wonder what equality you're fighting for again. If I was in your shoes, I want to fight for any equality. I want to remain like that. Hallelujah. Come on. If I was in your shoes where you open the door for me every time, I cry, you give me something. I'm not going to fight for anything. That's who I am in Christ. Hallelujah. That's what a woman wants cannot be satisfied. If you don't open the door, see why you don't open the door. You open the door, say you are telling me I'm weak, I can't open the door. I opened the door. He said, so me, I don't have a hand. You think I'm a weak vessel? I don't open the door. He said, you're not caring. That's why I look. I look every time. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so Jesus did not say, see your tears, Where's your daughter? No! See your faith. Our faith was expressed in our words. I want it and I will go for it. How strong are you on what God has said? How strong? How strong are you on what God has said? How much do you want it? Praise God. Praise God. You know, I want God's power every time. I want it every time. I just want it every time. I want it every time. And it works every time. Hallelujah. So receiving a miracle, you've got to be persistent. Be persistent. How are you going to show your persistence? Eh? Primarily? Eh? Your words. The person that is looking for jobs should not be saying, there are no jobs in this country. You have said exactly what you want. You can't get a job when you say there are no jobs. There are no jobs, actually. You know, so when you get someone, you just say there are no jobs. I saw because I said, there's no job. That's exactly what you have been saying. And so you go back and say, I told you there are no jobs. He didn't know that you are the one. Hallelujah. There's always a job for you. Hallelujah. Those who need it are already saying it. there's always health for me. Not everybody's catching it. It's just something around. You know, it's just this season. No. There's always health for me. I don't care about other people's experiences. I care about the word of God. Word of God says, I believe it, that settles it. I don't care about what you faced last year. I don't care about our pastor. I don't care. I care about the word. I care about what God is saying. Hallelujah. You know how to receive miracles. Now let's talk about ministering miracles. How do I now minister miracles effectively? Every Christian ought to be a minister of miracles. I mean, you should serve miracles on daily basis. I mean, you should enter people's house. And then, as you are leaving, they are praising God. Most of the people enter your house and the only thing they do is to eat all your food. I smelled a goosey yesterday and they are opening your pot. So who has this bread on this table? That's the only thing they know how to do. They go, they come, they watch him, they do everything and they go like that. Some people enter your house. When I was younger, there's this man I know. When he comes very early in the morning. He's always praying. He comes very early in the morning. Most like Saturday mornings. Saturday mornings. You just come. Go. As I open the door, you just start praying. The day you are telling me about the bed, I was just smiling in my heart because I know someone like that. Just start praying. Call him Daddy John. Yeah, Daddy John. I prophesy on this house. Evil shall not come near you. I pray. I decree and I declare. You know? Early in the morning, soon like 7 a.m. Like past 6. Of course, my mom, everybody, fire. My fire, I'm on my bed. As you are decreeing, I'm enjoying it. Decree on. Now, these are two kinds of people. Right?
The one that comes to your house and teach me my day showing in there, okay? Channel will have become magic. That's the only thing he has to offer. But a Christian ought to be one who ministers miracles. I mean, in your school, you actually can walk to people's room. You know, you just went there to probably ask for Maggie. You have Maggie. And you see someone shivering on the bed. Like, what's wrong? Let's make it right. Hallelujah. And then as you're leaving, he's jumping after you. Thank you, thank you. And people are asking, say, don't embarrass me. Hallelujah. Say, don't embarrass me. That's the power of God. A Christian ought to be a minister of miracles. There are things that you need to watch in yourself. Like soul winning, walking in the spirit. You gauge it. The gifts of the spirit. How much am I paying attention to it? Paul said, neglect not the gift. Don't neglect it. In 2 Timothy 1:6, he said, stir it up. 2 Timothy 1:6. 1 Timothy 4:14. Neglect it. Don't neglect it, rather. Neglect not. So there are things you put your attention on. Is that clear? Miracles. Am I consistent in doing it? Sometimes unconsciously you're shying away from it. It shows that something is getting wrong. So how do I minister miracles effectively? Look at Mark chapter 5. Mark 5. Let me something this evening. Turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 5. Mark 5. Now, verse 30, Jesus said, who touched my clothes? Who touched me? Verse 31. Verse 33. But the woman fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all of the truth. And he said, daughter, your what? Your faith made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of the blood. Of course, again, we are seeing that your faith, how did Jesus know her faith? Because she kept saying, if I can touch, right? And then she now touched. If I can touch, then she touched. There's some people say, I know, I believe strongly. And that's what I actually believe. You know, I thought about conviction, right? That your conviction might not be my conviction. For example, I was using glasses before. I mean, thicker than you probably have seen. And I broke it, right? I broke it. You can't say no, I broke it. Now, you using glasses, that doesn't mean when I hear my own glasses, where's my glasses? Pam. Abba. The question is, what is your conviction? Your conviction. So, a conviction was, if I can touch. After that, they know everybody was not touching his garments now. Just the garment. You see, you're telling, all sick people are telling themselves, you know the gist now. You know the gist. There's just one garment. There's just one garment. Just if you can touch it. No. Faith is what you believe. You. Someone can stop using drugs and that's not what you believe. Your belief is, you can say, I just believe that if I pray, probably on Friday night, if I just pray on Friday night, I believe this will go. That's your faith, right? So what you now do is that you will now act on what you have said. That if I pray on Friday night, I believe it will go. And then you go and pray. Is it making sense? And it will actually happen that the mountain will move just like it moved with the person that stopped using drugs. He says, you will believe in your heart. Is it making sense? Huh? Hey, so this woman touched, she was old. But look at Jesus. So, I bet you are made old. Of course, Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house. But they used by mistake, pastor showed where people are plenty. And so, they were thronging around the man of God. Oh, man of God. Oh, yeah. You see people trying to understand people like that. Sometimes you assume that all of them are in faith. Oh, they must be in faith. Some people just want to take selfie. As they are with Jesus, like I said, oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I saw him need the sick last week. And he put it on their Facebook. I'm a disciple of the man of God. So what did the man of God now do? Some people just want to take pictures of the pastor. Just to prove to their congregation that they are close. So. They are jobless. And so they were strong in Jesus. Oh, Jesus Christ. But they were not all in faith. But he was on his way to Jairus' house. Right? Whose daughter was sick. Right? But the words and the faith of that woman who had the issue of blood gave direction to the power of God. Right? That means the power of God was on the way to Jairus' house and he branched that woman. Not because she just wanted to heal her, but because she wanted to be healed. Sometimes a meeting is not an healing meeting. It's not an healing meeting. But you could come to service and say, I will just be healed. I know I will be healed. There are services that are not even probably old meetings. And say, you know, I know I will be, things will just be laid on me. But you know, it's just a teaching meeting. It could be a teaching meeting Saturday morning. Imagine having faith that Saturday morning eyes will be laid on you. Teaching meeting. Direct on the prophet. You know, that's the last way you expect eyes being laid on you. But if you have faith, sometimes the hands of the laying can just be something like this. It's your faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So our faith gives direction to the power of God. But let's go on. Let's read on. And so, on the way to Jairus' house, verse 35, while he yet spoke, please look at the Bible, Mark 5:35, while he yet spoke, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, which said, your daughter is dead. Why are you troubling the master any further? What else can be more disheartening than this? I believe Jairus would almost have killed that woman. He's not that. So you are going to cause this. He would have gotten there now. But look at verse 36. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be what? Be not afraid. Only believe. You're learning how to minister God's power. Don't be afraid. You know, sometimes you want to lay hands on someone who is sick. Sometimes you just need to assure the person that the power of God works. Don't also be in a haste and don't be guilty. Don't minister of the power of God with. You can lay hands and laugh. There's nothing spooky about it. If I see someone wearing Chelsea jersey while I'm laying hands, I will skip him and come back to him later and tell him, why are you wearing Chelsea jersey? Do you not lay hands on you not now? Really? Because it's not really, it's just saying, you're making a joke of healing. You need to hear what he just said. There's nothing spooky about it. I'm not saying don't be serious minded. But I'm saying, don't now, you are tensed up. You are the one with the healing gift. You are not the one tensed up. You enter someone, okay, yes. Okay, where's the pain? It's sweating. Are you the one sick? Which will be ministering to? And I said, okay, where's the pain? Touch it. You understand, Samara? Touch it. Okay, is there the pain? Hey, Broadway, minister. What are you doing? You are clerking. Where's the pain? On a grade of 1 to 10. How easy the pain is? Is it 7? Hey, brother. Over to you. You're not speaking tongues at the back. Will you use the same prayer? Hallelujah. Say, I can. Yes. I can. By the power of God. Yes. Restore out. Yes. I can. Yes. By the power of God. Yes. Make blind eyes see. Yes. I can. Yes. By the power of God. Yes. Unstop death ears. Yes. Yes, I can. Yes. I can. Hallelujah. I can, by the power of God, stop their fears. I mean, the person wasn't hearing before. Hear in Jesus' name. It's not if you believe in your heart, then just say it with your mouth. See, what if it doesn't work? See what you are saying with your mouth again. I think I thought this was the last 2 years. See what you are saying with your mouth again, what if it doesn't work? And you're expecting it to work. You already know what if it doesn't work. It's not going to work. The power of God works. I see it work every time. Jesus, don't doubt. Don't doubt. Sometimes that's all you need. Just start the person. Don't doubt. You're ministering the power of God. Don't doubt. Only believe. The only thing you need here is to believe. Glory to God. So he went on. He said, just believe. Verse 37. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. That is, Jesus asked God of the crowd. We don't need multitude here again. His reason must be clear enough already. You are not all in faith, obviously. Verse 38. And he cometh, look at your Bibles, and he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, that is the up and down, the everything, noise. And them that wept and wailed greatly. No wailers. I mean, these are professional criers.
What happened? He's dead.
What happened? As long as you get an admission, we'll all be crying here. So, three questions. You see, you'll be everybody crying. What happened? He's woke up. You're praying, woke up inside. All they could do is cry. But the dead was inside. All they could do is cry. Tears don't wake the dead. Tears don't heal the sick. Tears don't change situations. I said again, tears don't change situations. Sometimes you just need to sideline emotions and believe in the power of God. Hallelujah. And so, look at what Jesus now did in verse 39. Can we read verse 39 together? Want to go? Oh, come on. Want to go? And when he was coming, he said unto them, why make ye this ado? Why do you wait? The damsel is not dead, but what? Verse 40. But when he had put them all out, that would wait and enter the damsel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He spoke out what he wanted. He said, she's not dead. Yeah, that's Jesus teaching you faith. He said, she's not dead. That's the first thing. She's sleeping. Because you know someone who sleep. The only person who can wake up is what? The person sleeping. Right? And so, the first utterance Jesus said is, she's not dead. She's sleeping. Because this one is going to wake. And they started laughing. I mean, they were the wailers. They were the people weeping. Some people even have business cards for, we weep at parties. High weeping, 500,000. Low weeping. And she's sleeping. And they started laughing. Laughing to scorn is when we just laughing. That means, they are, we've tested the blood pressure. The pulse. We've checked the pulse. We've checked the pulse. We've checked everything. She's stunning. What? No blood circulation. I don't care about your English. I know the power of God works. And so Jesus said, she's sleeping. They laughed at that. What did he do? Bible says he sent them all out. I'm teaching you how to minister the power of God. You will need to drive away the things that bring doubt. Sometimes it's the things you watch. Sometimes it's just what you watch. The programs you watch. Anything that plays low on the power of God. No matter who is displaying it, I don't watch it. Hallelujah. Anyway, take me. No, there are some people in their life. I won't mention anybody. There are some on air personalities that is dedicated to talking against the church. Well, that's a good point. And the funny thing is that I've never heard anything positive from this guy. I mean, anything positive. He's so quick to say pastor is buying private jets. But when it happens, pastor now gives scholarship probably to thousands. You won't hear the same person say it. I don't listen to that kind of person. You are too toxic for me. A minister of God must learn to guard his heart. If you don't guard it enough, you will soon fall out of line of those who believe in me. That hurts. I don't know, but they bury something like foundation. Of course, we don't even have foundation. We are on the mountain Zion. Hallelujah. They bury something under their church. That's why can you go? That's why they are falling. We know. Hello, journalist. But you have a sickness in your body. Why can't you take care of that one first? I believe in miracles, actually. So sometimes, in ministry miracles, sometimes you drive out those who don't. I've wanted to heal a little girl before. By little, I mean about 14 years old. And I had to say the mother should go out. I was just comfortable without being there. And yes, Jesus, man. And she kept parabolating. What else do you want? Lantern. Matches. Let me just tell you everything you need for the candle. Go out. Just kept, we just praying. She wasn't rising up. It can't be me rising up. In unbelief or doubt. It's not the person I came with. Let me first deal with you first. Go out. Before we send the sick person, go out. Because it's not us. Hallelujah. I drove out. I said, keep walking. And she started walking. She started walking. Hallelujah. You drive out the source of that unbelief. Sometimes with some friends. You know, there's some friends that you won't pick their when you are believing God for something. Because you know that they will damp your faith. You know, when they say something is wet, they will turn your faith to water. You know the way tissue paper does in water. That was some friends do to your faith. When you are believing God for something, you just keep it away from them. I won't pick up. When we are done, I was missing your call, Papa. Hallelujah. Jesus drove them out. Are you with me? Are you with me? So you drive out anything that can breathe doubt. Anything that can cause an atmosphere of doubt or unbelief at all. You drive it out. Because that is what you don't need exactly. The power of God doesn't work in doubt. The power of God doesn't work in an atmosphere of unbelief. Look at Matthew 17. We'll come back to this. But look at Matthew 17. Take doubt away. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, take doubt away. Oh, that's all that. Say, take that away. Matthew 17. In verse 14. When they were come to the multitude, there came unto him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son. He is a lunatic and is so vexed. And oftentimes he falls into the fire and oftentimes he falls into water. Some translation have said this is epilepsy. And verse 16, and I brought them unto your disciples, and they could not cure him. Verse 17, Jesus said unto them, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. Can we verse 18 together? And Jesus rebuked the devil and departed out of him. And the child was cured. Jesus didn't need any formula, you know. He just rebuked the devil. That's a strong word. Because faith itself is bold. See, you want to walk in the power of God very well. You must learn to walk in boldness. Hallelujah. The power of God is not shy. I can be very, very reserved and timid, quiet. Probably in the people are plenty, I might not talk. I really don't talk. But not in the Holy Ghost meeting. Not in teaching God's word, apparently. Very obviously. Right? Not in praying. Because the power of God is not timid. Sometimes the way you get the thing done is to shout it. Heal! Go! Heal in Jesus' name. Sometimes it's not because the power is in shouting. Sometimes it's to silence every other voice in your heart, in your head. Is it making sense? Sometimes it's just to silence every other voice. When doubt seems to come, you must learn to walk in boldness. And erase that. Say, oh perverse generation, how long should I be with you? Then Jesus rebuked the devil. And the Bible says, he left him that very hour and the child was cured. Verse 19. Then came the disciples to Jesus and said, why could we not cast him out? That question, I always say that question is questionable. That question has behind it a tone of what Jesus said, faithlessness. Like, so why could we not? These are the same guys in Matthew 10 that Jesus said, I have given you the power over every unclean spirit. Matthew chapter 10 verse 1, when he sent them out. After in Matthew 9, when he said, the harvest is precious, but the laborers are few. In chapter 10 verse 1, he now sent them out in pairs. And he said, I have given you power over every. The same guys are now saying, why could we not? I mean, they have done this before. The question is not why should we not, but why could we not? What they ought to do was actually to go out and do it again. Look at what Jesus now says. Verse 20, can we read verse 22 together? Want to go?
Do you understand? Because of your own belief.
So why could they not? Eh? Eh? How will Jesus know their own belief? Eh?
In their words.
Again, we said that faith and unbelief and doubt, they are things you see in the words. When there was storm, and don't we care that we die? And he said, oh, you have little faith. Why did he say little faith? Because of their words. It's not written on someone's head, little faith. Unbelief. It's not written on the head. It's what you will now perceive in your words. Is my life not going down like this? That's a faithless person. I didn't know because I looked at his heart. I know by what he or she said. Hallelujah. Peter, as he was walking on the water, and he started going, come in! He just said, oh, you have little faith. You know what I'm saying? I'm sinking. Hey, save me. Abba said, no. I walk on water. You know, Peter have walked. You see what's in your heart. Don't assume possibilities. But God's power is always possible. And guys, I actually strongly believe in God's power. Because He's God. And you are not God. Shebi? Are you God? Eh? I was singing a song earlier in the day. I said, I need you, Lord. Someone was looking at me with one kind of eye. Christocentric people. I said, don't you need Him? Because me, I'm already in retreat mode. So, those are the songs that come to my mouth. I need you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. Words like that. Reign in my life, Lord. I know that He reigns in my life. But we and I will know what we are saying. Sometimes you look at your life and say, so don't reign in your life. Hallelujah. So you deal with them. And so he said, because of your humbling, for verily I say to you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, and some people have called their church Mustard Seed International Ministries, what he's saying is, have faith. Now your faith doesn't have to be small or great. If you just have faith, have you seen mustard seed? That's what he's saying. Have you seen mustard seed? Eh? Have you seen it? If you can have faith like that, like any faith, because faith is faith. Faith is faith. Hallelujah. And doubt is doubt. There's no small doubt. Small doubt ruins the power, the way big doubts will. There's no small unbelief. He said, yeah, it's not like I do not believe the gospel. It's just small unbelief. Hell in it. Hallelujah. And so he's not saying there's a mustard seed faith, there's a giant, there's an oak tree faith. You know? He's not saying that there's a one faith that is small, one faith that is big. No. He's just saying, have faith. Must then have to interpret parables and illustrations. So, have faith. And you will say, remove. And you will say, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, and you are what? You shall say to this mountain. And so the faith will be demonstrated in what you. I have faith in the power of God. It says, remove anything to yonder place, it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible to you. I believe this. I believe this, that when I say what I believe, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Jesus said, when you say, nothing shall be impossible to you. Nothing shall be impossible. I act on the word. I choose to act on the word. I choose to act on the word. He says, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing is nothing. Nothing means nothing. Don't let any report. Don't let it cloud your mind. You say, it's kidney con failure. It's kidney con cancer. The same power that heals an headache is what heals cancer. Not much power. Not bigger power. The same faith. Jesus said, nothing shall be impossible. And it's one of the things I actually hold on to my faith. I believe with the power of God, all things are possible. I believe in possibilities. I believe in possibilities. When I was younger, there was a program on the TV that used to say, Olong ko seunti. Have you heard that before? Olong ko seunti. That is, there's nothing that is impossible. I believe that actually. And I believe that God's power makes things possible. Oh God. He says, no, that's 21. I said, I'll be this kind word not out, but by prayer and fasting. And many people thought that, saying that this kind of miracle will not happen by prayer and fasting. That's not what they're saying. This kind of unbelief will not go out. Is it making sense? Not this kind of miracle. Miracle. When he told you how miracles work, he said you will save to the mountain. Not prayer, not fasting. Is it making sense? Miracles are not the fasting and prayer. But it says this kind, not this kind of miracle, this kind of unbelief that you have doesn't go but by prayer and fasting. Fasting does not necessarily mean for food. Sometimes you fast from the things that now cause the unbelief. Sometimes it's TV shows. Sometimes it's social media. In essence, you have to fast away from it. Like, is it making sense? So this kind of unbelief, you have to now act. There are some things you will not do again. You will fast from them. And then you will pray. What's wrong to minister God's power? Sometimes you fast from some things. Sometimes it's food. Sometimes it's your friends. You fast. You know you can fast from friends. You can fast from friends. You know you can fast from TV shows. You know you can fast for some novels you read. It says you fast and pray. Apparently, ministry miracles, prayer plays a vital role. Remember Mark 11:24. Just immediately after 23, when he says you say to the mountain, now says, when you pray, you believe that you receive, then you will have what you say. And so, I have faith. I've said it. I've done it. I will now pray. Remember in James chapter 5, James says, what will heal the sick is the prayer of faith. Does it make sense? The prayer that comes from faith, actually. And that's what Jesus was teaching in Mark 11:23-24. And you already have faith. There's something you're believing God for. That thing you're believing God for, there's a prayer that will come out from it. Because prayer is in words. Right? Right? And so, the saying is not just that you wake up in the morning and you start, there's something that you do science confession. There's other service. I am what you say I am. Some people are even yawning that he's home than he is. I am what you say I am. That's science. You know, prayer also can actually serve as what you say. So you are not praying. Only with the shadow. And you have mercy now. Your prayer is now of faith. And so Jesus said, when you pray, you must believe what you're saying. You must not have any doubt in your heart. The Christian culture to stand 100% on God's part. I mean, it's a win-win for me. Don't go to God's part doubting what if it doesn't work. No, I trust 100% in God's part. I know it works every time. And I believe God's word. I think God's word when he said nothing shall be impossible. You know, I believe it. Nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. So sometimes in the natural, everything looks like impossible. But I believe God that said nothing shall be impossible. So I believe God over my experiences. Sometimes you have experienced something before. But I actually choose to believe God more than the experiences. God's word is the reality to you. You must get there. Jesus said, the reason why they did not cast out that devil is because of their unbelief. And you don't need much faith. I think we have an article like that. Little faith, big faith, or something like that. Yes. Big faith, I think big faith, then the customer. You don't need big faith. You just need faith. Just faith. Just faith. In relation to the power of God, you need to stand 100% in God's power. You need to stand 100% in faith. Believing and speaking and praying and repeating the same again. Trusting God that nothing shall be possible. And trusting God that all things are possible. Scripture says all things are possible to him that believes. I believe. Now, I believe God's power cures sicknesses and diseases. I believe God's power opens blind eyes. I believe God's power can raise the dead. And
believe God's power can make the lame man to walk again. I believe God's power can cure stroke. I believe God's power can heal damaged kidneys. I believe God's power can cure skin diseases. I believe God's power can put a stop to throat cancer. I believe God's power can change situations. I believe God's power can make provisions. I believe, Lord. I believe. Sometimes you don't even need to know the anatomy of a miracle. You just need to believe that there's more. Just need to trust God. Fast from unbelief, right? Then you chase out every source of unbelief, right? And then the one you're ministering to, you must ensure that what also stands in believing, right? In faith. Ministering and receiving miracles. God's word for you tonight is to stand strong in His power. Don't just speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. No. Speak in tongues more. Say faith is loud. You are doing your faith. What you're doing is actually, you are strengthening yourself. You are strengthening your resolve. Strengthen your resolve. Pakodo se, the no se, brama kadola benu se. And upon this, as the goto se pregeni don se pregena mandia. Let babandego to se babada badashara balagalayasa. No impossibilities here. No impossibilities. No impossibilities. All those things that you once thought that are possible. Now cast them out. No doubt here. No fear yet. Now cast out every imagination that is not God. Cast it out. I believe everything is possible. I believe all things are possible. As you hold my hands and I hold yours on, I believe everything is possible. Oh yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I see possibilities. No sickness cannot be healed, Lord. Whether for a loved one, whether for a disciple. I believe, Lord. Enjoy your baby. Never spend the money. God's power is mighty upon your life. God's hand is mighty upon your life. Makoto pray in the top and I'm a delicate. In faith. I want to stand in faith this night. Stand in faith. I believe God. Nothing possible. Nothing is impossible. I believe that I should believe strongly on it. Hallelujah. There's supernal cubanos telling kind of a traumatic. For all these super catalas, the bread and the blows, the bread from this, but those sick, let it on these, you know, to send the pain on this. Open your ears, man of God. You know, the power of God is expressed to you. You actually should do away from evil reports. You should have known all this while that no evil report comes from me. You should have known all this while that no evil report comes from me. The grace that was available in the Acts of the Apostle. The giftings of my spirit are still much available today. The Dino Supergito no pulmis of telegando supergana either step. Ego bondus le piga dosu preparatus. What you will do is to stand strong. Stand strong. Stand strong in the realities of redemption. Stand strong in the realities of who you are. I gave you my word not for head knowledge. I gave you my word not so that you can quote Greek. I gave you my word so that you can stand strong. I gave you my words for your healing hands. I gave you my words for the word on your lips. You know the wisdom of God is on your lips. He don't let he handle fantasy. And as you stand in the word, you will now no longer say it is not working. No, that's not your report. That's not what you would say. Your testimony is that God's word is working. And God's power is working. You know, you can say this every day to yourself. That God's word is working. And God's power is working. Oh yes, man of God. Again, stand strong. Stand strong. Stand strong in the liberty that you have in Christ. Stand strong in the ministry of the gifts. Stand strong. Stand strong and bold. You are 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 bold to heal the sick. You are bold to raise the dead. Never see impossibilities. See God's power. Never see impossibilities. See God's word. Never see impossibility. See my spirit at work in you. You know, sepani convertin until they get the sudaya. Eborina katozule banishta. And as you see my spirit at work in you, you see massive manifestations. Massive manifestations. Blind eyes open. Oh, it has not happened before. Yes, 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 it will start happening. Yes, it will start happening. Do you believe of that? Do you believe that? Yes, it will start happening. You will see deaf ears unstopped. You will see deaf ears unstopped. Ensure, man of God, that where you see this, you don't mock it. Ensure that where you see it, you don't mock it, so that you can receive the same. The Lord it is an om the paco dis a procolate tonza. If a random sutilibanda. You also do well not to walk in strife. You do well not to walk in strife. You do well to walk in God's perfect will. In His perfect will are all the giftings and grace. Oh, ye ketu zenabu rekanduli sedia the panel this cucumber put the out to some. It can never prevent this brother. Don't give in. Don't give in. Don't give up to that voice. That voice of strife. That voice that says you cancel your counselor. He come to Vendo, Kutule, Pavana, Kedisa, Tina, come to run for my power that work in my church. Kina, Tidoke, no cover, neck, this is net among the least. And so, if you listen to the voices that have always guided you, in not Pavando, so the band, you know, in much humility is much grace, in much humility is much power, in much humility is much demonstration of the things of my spirit. He can need the sip of roundabout. And what will happen is that as you go on and heal one, you will heal two, you will heal three, you will heal four. In places you never planned, in places you never even dreamt of. Among people that even despise the power of God. You know, atheists, you will demonstrate miracles among atheists. Not just among atheists, you will demonstrate miracles in atheists. But look at over us, the burnabout. And those days are here. Those days are here where through your miracles and through what you do for the Lord, more men be saved. You know, we are going to have Muslims saved in their numbers. We are going to have JW, Jehovah Witness people saved in their numbers. Mormons, Church of Latter Day Saints. You know, we're going to have them saved in their numbers because they will see the power of God. They will see the true charismatic flow of the power of God. They cannot supernaturally on. The power is not waning. You know, the power of God is not waning. It didn't wane. It didn't wane. Don't say, I don't understand. Oh, no. Man of God, stand strong in the place of prayer. Stand strong in the place of prayer. In those days of personal vigils, those days where you personally take conscious note of how much you're walking in God's path, stand strong. Don't be conformed to the pattern of this world. There's nobody that follows God and allows the word to dictate for him. And so you stand strong in the power of God, in the word of God. Don't follow the world. Follow my word. Follow my spirit. Must you get a man elective and in much leading direction. I will take you to where to go. In shops, I will show you where to go. In houses, I will show you who to meet. I will show you specifics. You know, you will have my spirit direct you every time. You will have order in the things of the spirit. Things will be done differently and in order. What that means is that things will be done by my spirit. Things will be done in love. And things will be done for the glory of my name. For I am at work in you in much glory, in much wisdom, in much strength and much power. I'm at work in you, I'm at work in you. You will need to change that confession. You are not weak. Sometimes you don't say it, but it's in your head. Somewhere in your head, you are not worthy. Somewhere in your head, you are the weakling. No. You are not. Open your ears and hear the word of the Lord tonight. You are not the weakling. No, you are the one making nations strong. You are the one making nations strong. You are the one who actually has the gift of healing strongly at work in him. It is certainly man the negative. And here comes the instructions. As you see this power at work in you, don't give it to pride. Don't give it to pride. If you believe, nothing shall be impossible, says my spirit. Listen very well. If you believe, nothing shall be impossible. But as you see the possibilities, don't give in to pride. Don't give in to self-glory. Never award yourself marks. The glory is mine, says the Lord. The well done is yours. Echo me soup telebantus, don't prepare the syllabus. Ecotoval, the most superior king at the moment, the syllabus. As you see this, and as you do not give in to pride, you will see more. You will see more. For I have a whole lot to do on the earth. I have a whole lot to do on the earth. And I'm expressed to you. You are my hands. My outstretched hand. You are my hands. You are my words to the heathen. You are my words to the unsaved. You are my words to the doubting. You are my power expressed to them. Oh yes, in the coming days. There will be tumult on the streets. There will be tumult. There will be much diseases. Listen very well by the Spirit. There will be much diseases going around places. Let you stand strong in the healing path. Stand strong and teach those yours to stand strong. Those who are yours, tell them to stand strong. There will be tumult of diseases in the land. But listen very well. Much tumult will also bring much power. There will be power in the land. Because one will now heal 1,000. One will heal 1,000. And two shall heal 10,000. Say the Lord. Yes. Those days are here. There will be an unmatched and unparalleled grace of healing. Even with much diseases. And Jesus will be glorified. Amen. Can we just be kind and bless the Lord this evening? Bless his name.